Service and sacrifice were the watchwords for the United Nations this week, as the global body celebrated the 70th anniversary of UN peacekeeping. Secretary General Antonio Guterres marked the milestone alongside the dedicated men and women who serve in the organization's most deadly operation, the UN Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, known by its French acronym MINUSMA.
Vous travaillez dans un cadre où la paix n'est pas assurée.
At a ceremony in the capital, Bamako, the UN chief expressed his huge admiration for the work peacekeepers are doing in Mali and around the world, something which he said is becoming more and more difficult.
You work in an environment where peace is not guaranteed. You work in an environment where terrorist groups operate that respect nothing and nobody. You work in an environment where there is drug trafficking, human trafficking, and arms trafficking, and all these things are interconnected. And all these things create a very dangerous environment, not only for the civilian population, but also for yourselves. There is no peace without development, and there's no development without peace. And to ensure peace and security, we need development so that people enjoy the peace dividends, and the whole population commit to peace.
La population tout entière dans le travail de maintien de la paix.
Some 13,528 soldiers and police officers from more than 50 countries are serving at the UN mission. 99 Blue Helmets have lost their lives since its establishment in 2013. Welcome to the latest episode of UN and Africa, a podcast from the United Nations. I'm Jérôme Bernard, reporting from Mali. Bamako is the largest city of Mali with a population of 1.8 million. It's a busy and peaceful city, and when you're here, you could forget the insecurity in the north and the center of the country. It's been 5 years since the first UN peacekeepers were deployed to Mali following a violent insurrection by separatist rebels attempting to take control of the north and a subsequent military-led coup. The UN mission here, MINUSMA, is helping to maintain a fragile peace agreement while also providing protection for civilians caught in conflict. But with many peacekeepers now being targeted by armed groups fighting Malian government forces, the mission faces huge dangers.
Just recently, in May, we suffered one of the most sophisticated and aggressive attacks with a number of suicide bombers at the same time that we were receiving multiple rockets, about 14 rockets that came into the camp.
That's Lisbeth Kuliti, chief of staff at MINUSMA, speaking about an incident in Timbuktu in the north. She told me that keeping peacekeepers safe is a top priority.
Our troops, our civilian staff, and our partners had been through a series of drills, had been rehearsing. They had gone through what we call a mission defense plan right before the attack. And everybody knew who would contact whom, what to do in the event of an attack. So it was due to that kind of preparation that we believe that we were able to save lives.
The Secretary General was in Mali to show his solidarity with those who put their lives on the line, serving under the UN flag. But as the majority of the country's citizens are Muslim, he also expressed solidarity with them by observing the traditional Ramadan fast during his two-day visit. The UN chief also took time to present special medals to two members of the UN force. For Major Mohammed Badrul Hassan Khan of the Bangladesh Army, the award was a symbol of pride and honor.
In this world, we have to be all together. So for the better living, better staying, we have to and ensure the peace. There is no alternative to support each other. For that reason, from 58 countries, military personnel are here. Even though many casualties happen, but for the better requirement, better peace, prosperity of the nation, United Nations is working. So peacekeeping is a unique and dynamic system. So for the better world, we need to be acquainted with them. And the MINUSMA, it is a unique opportunity to serve because the situation may not be everywhere. The UN mission may not be so calm and quiet everywhere. So as a military person, it is a matter of pride and honor to be served in MINUSMA and to provide and to excel my experience and to also participate in my I can be the UN and as well as my country.
When I spoke to his fellow honorary, Commander Olufun Milayo Ajibike Amadu from Nigeria, she had some powerful advice for anyone wanting to become a peacekeeper.
UN is all about peace. And when there is peace, there's development. When there's peace, there's promotion of technology. When there's peace, every other thing works the way it should work. And so for any other person that would want to join MINUSMA, you should have it at the back of your mind that when you're coming, it's to support the peace process. And the UN, MINUSMA as an organization, has put systems in place, obviously, to make this happen. And in making this happen, it brings peace to the society and it brings peace to the host community.
And that brings us to the end of this special peacekeeping edition of UN in Africa. I am Jérôme Bernard with UN News reporting from Bamako, Mali. Thank you for tuning in.